Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The mayor of Boston says he's surprised and disappointed by the verdicts. Mayor Marty Walsh was not charged with wrongdoing, but was a major character in the just-completed trial. With us now to consider the implications of the verdicts for the mayor is UMass Boston political science professor Paul Watanabe. Paul, welcome back to Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob.
Let me start this way, if I might, Paul. The mayor released a statement that says, quote, "I have made it clear from the beginning that there's only one way to do things in my administration, and that is the right way." He goes on to say, "We have taken several measures at the City of Boston to ensure that every employee has the right tools and training to perform at the highest ethical standards, which has always been my expectation," unquote. How easy will it be for Mayor Marty Walsh to spread that message?
Well, it's not the verdict he wanted, personally, clearly, and I think his disappointment in it personally is fine. But he also has to convey very clearly that he respects the process by which that verdict came about, and that he should not attack the system that led to this verdict, which disappoints him.
Prosecutors have made a point of saying that they don't see the trial as having to do with union versus non-union labor, but as we heard, they say it's about abuse of authority. If there has been abuse, does the mayor need to accept responsibility beyond the verdict?
I think his notion that he has done all he can to hire people that he thought would be operating under principles that he thought were reasonable for a public servant to follow. And to the extent that those were not followed or that they found criminal behavior, I think he has to admit that. Now, the question is, does that move towards the mayor or other people within his administration? I don't think so. So I think he's got to be loyal and supportive of the individuals that he's brought into the administration, but recognize that wrongdoing has taken place, that punishment of them may be necessary, and that's a way that he can avoid, hopefully for him, I think, political punishment extending to him and his administration.
Well, since you brought up the subject of loyalty, let me ask you this question. City officials, of course, are looking to please a mayor. That's not unusual anywhere in this country. How far do efforts to get some union workers employed after a pro-union mayor like Marty Walsh took office differ from other efforts to please other elected mayors?
Well, the dealing with union relations and worker relations within the city, union contracting and non-union contracting, is something faced by every mayor. And assuredly, because of Marty Walsh's past, a lot of attention is being placed upon how he handles those issues. Now, frankly, there's been some issues that he's been mayor that have disappointed people within the union movement and other activities that they might find supportive. To the extent to which the mayor can make it very clear that his past as somebody who's worked within the unions is not the guidance by which he is simply going to make all his decisions, is something that he has to convey. And the extent to which that behavior, it touches him, which apparently it is not by any indication, then I think politically this is easily survivable. To the extent that this develops a pattern or leads to further behavior, then that is considered questionable. Then, of course, it creates an opening, and it should create an opening in the public's eyes and the eyes of anybody who wishes to challenge the mayor.
Let me ask you one more question. Mayor Walsh is not up for re-election for another couple of years, if, in fact, he decides to run for re-election. Do you see any long-term political fallout for him from this?
To the extent that this problem is not perceived as extending beyond the individuals who engaged in this behavior, and there's no indication so far that it has, and as long as the mayor is perceived as not getting involved in any of these activities in the future, I think politically this is not a source of irreparable damage.
UMass Boston Professor of Political Science Paul Watanabe, thanks a lot for speaking with us this morning. Good to talk to you.
Thanks a lot, Bob.